Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You don't have time to waste. So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day.
I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retire. You're setting the example every single day of your life about having a savage mentality.
Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. Everybody gets excited. E.T., the guru story, but nobody wants to get up at 3 o'clock.
Things in life are gonna get really fucking hard, and you're gonna wanna quit. Win, lose, or draw. Still gotta wake up tomorrow and go to fucking work.
If you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it. You got to go after it. Because it's not looking for you. Success is not looking for you. You got to go get it.
You're not always gonna feel like doing what you're supposed to do. That's when you gotta do it anyways.
Success is not going to be handed to you. Nobody owes you anything.
When you are hungry, when you are no longer full, when you are no longer satisfied with where you are and you raise your standards, it is only then that you can have your future.
What's gonna separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you gotta get up and make it happen.
Push with everything you got. Tell excuses to step aside. Let weakness know that it is not welcome in your house, because the opportunities are yours. Go get it. Go get it now.
Like, for real, you walk out of here pumped up, fired up. You get some new information. You're ready. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Because not only do I want to be a beast, if you follow my 24 hours, I do what beasts do.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
Be a hard-working motherfucker. You can't go wrong with that mentality.
I'm telling you, the one thing you cannot get back is time. It is your greatest asset. I'd give somebody some of my money for a couple more years to be with my wife.
Time is the greatest enemy. You think it is infidelity. The greatest enemy. You think it is finances. You think it is in-laws. You think it is differences. No, no, no. It is time. We've got to learn how to steward our time. We got to learn to tend to it, guard it, keep it.
I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I would give up or if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So when you've been with somebody since you're 16 years old and they got a chronic illness, don't you know it's easy for me to go drink? It's rough. My life, it ain't what it used to be before she got sick. Like, while God is blessing her, she still got MS. I lost 5 ounces to cancer. You don't think I could have smoked some weed? You don't think when I'm going through that pressure, I couldn't have broke? But you talked about it, mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. And you guys are blessed in that you are the one percenters. Not only people want to be in your life who want the life that you have and you got it, and you not taking it serious. Like, you know how many people would die to have this life? You know how many people would die to be on the field on Sunday? You know how people would die to eat the way y'all eat? You know how many people would die to have the gear y'all got? You know how many people would die to get on these planes and travel the world? You know how many people would die to have your life? And you got it. It's your life. You got it. What you gonna do with it? You gotta be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You have to see it happening. You have to believe in the unseen. Because if you can't believe in it, you will never manifest it. But when you believe in it, you demand the universe to assist you in what you're doing. And if you can see it before everybody else can see it, then it's going to eventually come to you. Forget about January. Forget about February. Forget about March. Forget about April. Forget about May. Forget about June. Forget about July. Forget about August. Forget about September. It's over. So forget about the past. Listen to me and make the rest of your life the best of your life. It's your boy E.T. I know you can do it. I believe you can do it. Now go out there, get up, get out, go get some.
Are you wasting your time or are you using your time wisely? You can replace money. You cannot get a year back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
I don't care what the adversity has been. You have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience. You can cope with what happened. You can upload the program of resilience and recover all and get back to the place where you were before the fall. Stop waiting for the storm to pass and ask yourself the question, what can I accomplish in the rain?
What can I accomplish in the rain? Who can I become in the rain? There are people all over the world who are depending on you. So our wounds become wisdom. We have a new program. It's called resiliency.
The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but it is given to he that endureth until the end.
Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient. One thing we know is that adversity, conflict, trauma does not discriminate. We are all acquainted with pain. I don't care how many times life knocks you down, get back up and tell life, I'm supposed to be here. I belong here. Give me what's mine.
When we tackle obstacles, when we face adversity and conflict, it is only then that we find hidden reserves of courage and resilience we didn't even know we had. It's literally only when we face failure that we realize these resources are always there within us. We only need to find them to fulfill our destinies. After life has beaten you and broken you into pieces, resiliency is that gift and ability. It's the discipline to turn those pieces into a work of art.
Many of you listening to me know what it's like to lose everything. You know what it's like to hit rock bottom. You know what it's like not to be supported. You know what it's like to be lied on. You know what it's like to experience emotional, relational, and psychological trauma. And it changes you because you don't know what you are made of until you have gone through something. You already know what failure feels like. You already know what it feels like to quit, to stop, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch, to move to a substance, to put your confidence in some man or some woman, to lay idle. But do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere? If you're going to understand the program of resiliency, we are going to have to stop running from difficult times. Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out, and the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat in the first round. You need endurance. You need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing. But resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity. It's your reaction to adversity, not adversity itself, that determines how your life story will develop. Rock bottom is the solid foundation to build the future. And you've lost everything. You have everything you need. Resiliency says, I tried and I failed. Resiliency has its own mentality. The program of resiliency says, I tried and I failed. I tried and I failed. I tried and I failed. I tried and I failed again. I'm going to start again. And I'm not waiting till Monday. I'm going to start right now. I tried again and again. And I succeeded.
Remove yourself from the list of people that have disappointed you, that have lied to you, that have let you down. You are number one on that list. Remove yourself. The real you is breathing down your neck, begging you to manifest. Stop lying to yourself. Stop letting you down.
You gotta kill the blame game. Stop blaming it on the person that walked out on you. Stop blaming it on the person that overlooked you. Stop blaming it on the person that undervalued you. Stop blaming it on the person that did not promote you, that did not see it, that did not believe it. Stop blaming everybody and look yourself in the mirror. It's your fault you failed. You started the year with a little motivation and a few ideas, and it all tanked before February. And the thing you gotta ask yourself is, am I gonna repeat my history or will I blaze a new trail? Because history for many of you is insecurity. History for many of you is depression and anxiety. And that substance you can't shake and that person you can't leave. History for many of you is, they're better than me. History for many of you is, nobody will show up if I build it. I don't have the time. I'm not good enough. It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you. And so here's what I need you to do. Go find a mirror. Go for a walk. Go for a drive. Tell yourself, this is my year. You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change. Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling.
wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way! It's time to stop watching 2% of the Earth's population crush it, win, execute, finish what they start, do what they say they're gonna do. Snap out of it! You got work to do! I get it. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of brokenness. We'll find a lot of trauma. We'll find a lot of empty places. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of failures. This must be the year that you are not defined by your history, but you fulfill your destiny. Why are you here? What were you placed here to do? Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. Because if you continue to lie to yourself, you won't be able to diagnose and treat your condition, your dysfunction, your disorder. In order to treat it and change it, it must be identified. And once you identify it, you gotta accept this reality. And the problem with many of you is you have not accepted the fact that you are lazy. You have not accepted the fact that you are inconsistent. You can't diagnose what you have not identified. Sometimes you need to go find a mirror and tell yourself with tears in your eyes, I am the problem. Once we stop accusing everybody else for our inconsistency and our lack of execution, all of a sudden the world opens up. We all need to get serious about our lives and ask ourselves the question, what is my God-given destiny? Why am I here? Why have I survived? Some of the most brilliant minds of our generation are high school and college dropouts. Let me ask you a question. When are you going to drop out of the mentality that you are not enough? Please, please, do yourself a favor and dispense with the excuses that you don't have time. Dispense with the excuse that you're not good enough. Dispense with the excuse that nobody will show up if I build it, that too many people are better than me. Drop out of the, I tried it last year and it didn't work. No, you didn't work.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Doubt's going to knock at your door, and insecurity's going to knock at your door, and adversity and trial and tribulation is going to knock at your door, and difficult tasks are going to knock at your door. And so you need to be prepared. Ready or not, it's coming. Are you prepared? If you're going to win the year, if you're going to win in life, then you got to be prepared, you need perspective, and you need discipline. We get into this information constipation state where it's like we know all these things to do. And really it puts us in a state of paralysis because it's like you heard it all before, you've seen it all before. I mean, really, social media has made the world so small, right? Information travels at the speed of light. And so you got all this information. And so we become sedated by information. We become satisfied and content with the fact that we know to do good. But to know to do good and not to do it is a disease. It is wickedness. The time is now to start applying what you know. It's the
the point of taking notes? What's the point of buying courses? What's the point of joining communities? What's the point of making the investment? Some of you have journals full of dreams and no action has been taken. You will find that the men and women that turned the world upside down were the ones who got out of their own way. Get to work. You owe you.
A lot of us, we watch. We watch everybody win in every facet of life. We watch the underdog rise under the lights. And we think to ourselves, when is it going to be my time? When is it going to be my time? And in order to be next, you got to see this thing differently. You got to change the way you live, you eat, you walk, you talk, you think. And once you walk in that newness, then you'll be next. When inconvenience becomes pleasure, when you have your mind made up that no matter how you're feeling every day, you're going to give it everything you have. You're going to give, you're going to see, you're going to sow, you're going to serve, and give it everything you have. Then all of a sudden, the world opens up to you. Come to the resolve this year that dedication, discipline, perspective, preparation is going to be your new code of conduct.
Motivation has an expiration date. And when motivation dies, discipline must take its place. The only way you're going to do, the only way you're going to accomplish, the only way you're going to execute is if discipline takes the place of your motivation. But until that motivation expires and evolves into discipline, you will never become who God has called you to become. First, we conquer the day, and then we execute the week, and that week turns into a month, and that month turns into a quarter, and that quarter turns into a year, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're no longer just this motivated onlooker. You are a disciplined, desperate, dangerous fulfiller of destiny. What in the world are you waiting for? There are people that are depending on you. God placed you in this world to do something. Get to work.
It's the mentality of an eagle. I often ask myself, what differentiates those who wish for better outcomes and those who do something about it? What separates the dreaming from the progress and the wishing from the reality? Sure, life is complex. There are a lot of moving parts to understand. But I think this element is simple. Those who build things in life are willing to not only see a reality that hasn't yet materialized, but they also understand that in a world of no, they have to be the yes. They have to believe in their ability to drive towards finish lines that no one else sees. And see, meaning cannot come to fruition without that discomfort. Or as Nietzsche put it, one must still have chaos in oneself to be able to give birth to a dancing star. And that's just it. Most people see what is. Most people conform. They do not create. To change something means you have to be the metaphorical eagle amongst pigeons, flying above all that, everyone, everything else, superseding the limiting beliefs that shackle others to their one-dimensional realities. But most importantly, it means you can see. You can see what no one else can. You have line of sight to what no one else understands. See, in this world, no one walks up to you on the street, puts their arm around you and says, "Hey kid, that dream, follow that, because I can tell you're going to do big things." No one says, "Hey, that business idea, you're going to thrive next year, I know it. That relationship, it's going to happen. That level of fitness, oh, I can see it already." Nope. People see what's right in front of them. And as it pertains to you and your world, your life, people are those pigeons. And so that leaves you with a choice. Do you accept that? Do you blend in, take the scraps you're allowed to consume, the crumbs laid out in front of you, or do you step back and acknowledge that this is going to be tough, this is going to hurt, it's going to push me further as a person than I've ever been pushed. But you know what I get in return? That view. I get to live above the clouds with those who don't wait in line. No, they become the main attraction. They transform what is into what will be, because the world, it has a way of ensuring that we really want what we say we do. Greatness in any area of life is reserved for those willing to carry forward when most would turn back, to build a bridge to something greater when most people point out that your bridge is not connected to anything, that it's a waste of time, it's trivial, useless, irrational. Good. Changing your life in the world around you has to be irrational. Taking the status quo and shaking it, saying, I'm going to alter this landscape, is irrational. But from irrationality comes the future. So when you feel like the world is against you, when you have an uphill battle to climb, when there are a million reasons for you to turn around, understand that this is nothing more than an indicator that you are right where you need to be, against the current, bringing something new to life. See, if it were easy, it would already exist. But changing your life, that makes you an architect of the unseen. So build on the days you want to build, on the days you don't build, when they understand, build, and when they assume you've altogether lost your mind, build. Sure, it's not easy, but it's worth it. And when tomorrow comes and it looks a lot different from today, when you've grown, evolved, transformed, and you look back and don't even recognize the person you once were, that won't be because you listened to the chirping of the doubters and the naysayers. It won't be because when strangers told you to give up, you packed your bags and went home. No, it will be because you rose above all that. They saw empty space and you saw a world undiscovered. They saw your head in the clouds while you built those castles in the air. You were always on a trajectory to something greater. You didn't need to convince them. You needed to convince yourself. To unlock the shackles and take to the sky, leave everything that once held you down behind. This isn't about anyone else. It's about the conversation between you and the horizon that awaits. Attitude of the eagle.
Are you ready? You got a few that's pushing you. Come on, let's be honest. Can we just be honest for a second? Come on, there are too many people riding on you. You got a mother. She's been doing everything she can to put food on the table. You got to do it for her. You got a father that's counting on you. You got to do it for him. You got some siblings that are watching you right now. You got to do it for them. You got a grandmother who's been praying for you. You got a grandmother who's been looking out for you. You got a grandmother that you got to do it for her. But guess what else? You got to do it for you. You got to get fueled on the inside and say, now is my time. There is no perfect moment. Now is the only perfect moment you need. Let me say that again. Now is the only perfect moment you need. Stop waiting for later. Now is the time to say, I'm going to be successful. Don't wait for later. Say, now is the time that I'm getting in them books. Don't wait for later. Now is the time to say I'm going to make the next step. To say I'm ready. I'm ready. I dare you to write that. Put it somewhere in some comment. Put it somewhere. Say, I'm ready. Now is the time. I'm ready to build a legacy. I'm ready to make my mark. I'm ready to do this for my family. I'm ready to do this for my mother. I'm ready to win for my father. I'm ready to make my last name bigger than my first name. I'm ready to make history. I'm ready to do something nobody's ever done before. I'm ready to speak to every mountain in my way and tell that mountain to get out my way. I'm ready to make a difference. I'm ready to do something in my community. I'm ready to be the leader in my neighborhood. I'm ready to study. I'm ready to finish these papers. I'm ready to get this diploma. I'm ready to be educated. I'm ready. I dare you right now just to say I'm ready. It's my moment. It's my time. I'm not just hyped up. I'm informed and transformed and ready to do something that nobody ever thought I could do. It's your time. It's your moment. Make an impact.
Maybe everybody doesn't love you. Maybe there are many people that don't like you. Maybe people just don't believe in what you believe in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
But what do you believe in? You trusted more in doubt. You trusted more in people rejecting you. Not believing that you had a unique purpose. You had something special that just has not been awakened yet. You thought that every time someone looked down on you, you didn't have the ability to look up. You didn't have the ability to trust in yourself. You thought that people had more faith in your failures than your success. And no matter how hard you work at your craft, they will still find some fault in you. It must happen this way because this is the only way you're going to know what you must do to get better at whatever it is that you are seeking in your life. No one said it was going to be easy. In fact, nobody's really going to hold your hand. But you got to have the ability to hold yourself up. You have to have enough faith within yourself to understand that no matter how far you go in your life, that it's your life. You believe in the answers that they had for you instead of answering your own question. Am I good enough? Can I be the best of myself? The time has come for you to understand that you cannot depend on the opinions of others. You cannot just trust in the opinions of others. You cannot allow other people to validate you. Because you are just who you are. Nobody is going to be like you. Nobody can be as strong as you. Nobody can walk the walk like you. That's what makes you different. That's what makes you unique. So prove them wrong. But prove yourself to be right.
If you hang around sharks long enough, it will transform your mindset, and I promise you, you will be like a shark. You will think like a shark. And you can't go backwards, and if you stop swimming, you will die. And don't you ever forget that the rest of your life. Don't you ever stop moving. Don't you ever go backwards. I know what it feels like to sit on a bench. I know what it feels like to get knocked down. I know what it feels like to have a hope and a dream, and nobody believes in it.
I wish I didn't quit. I wish I acted better. I wish I didn't get kicked out of school. I wish I didn't give up on my kid. I wish. That is regret. There's still time. What are you working on right now? Because sometimes in life, all you got is that one thing. God gave you one thing to do. That's all you got is that one thing. I know life will knock you down. I know life can be tough, but you are on a journey.
You know, my dad would say, go get it, son. Go get it. Be sweet, baby. Be sweet. Go get it. Go get it. Be sweet, baby. Go get it. Go get it. Be sweet. Be sweet, baby. Go get it. Go get it. Be sweet. Be sweet, baby. Every time I left the house, my mom would say, be sweet, baby. Be sweet. My dad would say, go get it, son. Go get it. Go get it, son. Go get it. Be sweet. 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 You got to be ready to fight and bounce back. Punch and counter punch. Jab and jab back. Let me tell you something. Life is a series of fights. The worst thing you can do is run away from your fights. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. Your relationships need to go to the next level. To be a shark, it's about how you move, how you operate, how you navigate. You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
Fighting for your future. Fighting for your dreams. Fighting for success. When you come over depression, you raise your arms like a champ. When you overcome bankruptcy, raise your arms in victory. Don't you ever lose hope. Don't you ever give up your mindset.
Sharks are powerful creatures. You gotta think different. You gotta be different if you wanna be at the top of your food chain.
Here we are, a new year, another opportunity, an opportunity of a lifetime. This is the year that we said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna be stronger instead of fearful.
This is my yeah!
Today you have an opportunity to chart a new path. So do me a favor. Step into your new you. Step into your new year. Because success is waiting for you.
And the thing you gotta ask yourself is, am I gonna repeat my history or will I blaze a new trail?
Today, you have a chance to get up and attack your goals. Let this be the year of no regrets.
The real you is breathing down your neck, begging you to manifest. It's got to be a lifestyle change. When you shift your paradigm, when you shift your thinking, only then what you see in your head, you will hold in your hand.
motivation has an expiration date. And when motivation dies, discipline must take its place. Because when motivation dies, you are left talking and not doing. The only way you're going to do is if discipline takes the place of your motivation.
This is your year. Because you are still in it.
Get to work!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. A new year. Another opportunity. An opportunity of a lifetime.
There's 200 people or 150 people that start the class. There's 100 helmets of people that quit. Grown men whose dream it was to be a SEAL that get there, that did all this physical training and all this preparation and signed that dotted line and committed to 6 years, and they show up there and they get to that training and they ring that bell. No one knows who's going to make it through that program. The only way to know what's in the core of a human being is to rip that thing apart and see what's in there. And until you rip it apart and see what's in there, you don't know.
What does it take to not ring the bell?
Don't quit. People always ask me, what should I concentrate on? What's your advice for me going to Buds? Like, don't quit. Don't quit. Like, train hard, don't quit. Well, if you want to be a good leader, you have to understand human nature. And the places where human nature reveals itself most clearly are times of extreme suffering and inhumanity.
I had a bunch of hard-headed, very determined, thick-skulled guys that, you know, I had to get them to do what I wanted them to do, had to get them to want to do.
Trust is built on relationships. Relationships are built on trust. If you don't trust me, we don't really have a relationship. My first platoon, we were doing a training operation. We get into this tactical situation. Everyone in my platoon is focused on one area. Everyone's looking down their weapons, waiting for a threat to expose itself, which means you got 16 guys looking down their weapons, and I'm waiting for someone to make a call. I was a new guy. I'm waiting for someone above me in the chain of command to say, hey, move here, or hey, move forward, or make some kind of a decision. And as I'm waiting, no one's doing it. So I'm a new guy. I'm scared to say anything, and I know I shouldn't say anything, so I'm just waiting, and no one's giving an order. No one's giving any direction. So I wait longer. And this goes on for probably 30 seconds or a minute, which is a really long time when you're trying to take down a target. And finally, I said to myself, all right, I'm going to see what's going on. So I actually point my weapon at the ceiling, and I take a step back, and I just look around. And I see that every single person in my platoon, including my platoon commander, including the assistant platoon commander, including the platoon leading petty officer, everyone is just focused on their weapons, and no one's making a decision. And I can see this. And because I'm looking around, and I'm detached from the scenario, just by 8 inches, I stepped back. Stepped back and looked around. I can see what decision needs to be made. And so I summoned up as much courage as I could as a new guy, because new guys don't make decisions. And I said, hold left, clear right, which was a basic command that we had rehearsed and you would practice. And I expected someone to say, you know, shut up, Jocko. But instead they repeated the command. They all said, hold left, clear right, which means we were gonna execute it. And sure enough, the guys on the left held and the guys on the right cleared. And we got done, and instead of someone saying, hey, you need to keep your mouth shut, like one of the more senior guys said, hey, good job up there. Way to make a call. So I looked at it and I said, wait a second, how could I, as a new guy, have made a decision in that situation that was better than what the more senior, more experienced guys were making? And I realized it was because I took a step back and detached from that. So at that moment, I said to myself, okay, from now on, when I get into these tactical scenarios, I'm gonna take a step back and I'm gonna try and look around and I'm gonna try and detach myself from the chaos and the mayhem. And I started doing it all the time. In every tactical situation, in the land warfare, in the mountains, in the urban environments, I was doing it all the time. And I was able to like see what was happening. It was like a superpower to be able to see what was happening and make decisions. And so then I actually started doing it when I was having conversations. And if you and I were in a disagreement, and you started getting emotional, instead of me getting emotional back at you, I would just take a step back and be like, oh, okay, he's really concerned about this. Why is he so concerned? What does he see that I don't see? And I started actually just detaching all the time. And that became a very powerful tool in leadership that I use to this day.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
My second platoon, our platoon commander, the guy actually in charge of the whole platoon, he's not very experienced. He didn't listen. He didn't take advice. He didn't take guidance. Everything was like his way or the highway. And we had a mutiny inside of our platoon. We went to our commanding officer and said, hey, sir, we don't want to work for our platoon commander. He doesn't listen. He's arrogant. And eventually what ended up happening was this guy got fired as our platoon commander. And that left an impact on me, because as I'm watching this going, I'm thinking to myself, why don't we like this guy? Why doesn't anyone want to listen to this guy? Why don't we want to follow this guy? And the reason, because he was arrogant and he didn't listen and he didn't give us any ownership of everything. Everything was about him. And that would have made an impression on me. That would have left a mark. But the mark got left even more clearly, because when that guy got fired, the guy that came in and took over for him was like, I hate to use the word legendary, but he was a pretty legendary SEAL, had a ton of experience. He'd come up through the ranks and he had been stationed at every different kind of SEAL team. And he took over as our platoon commander. And I kind of thought to myself, well, he's going to take over because we're a bunch of mutineers and they need to put someone really strong that's going to like whip us back into shape. So I was anticipating that we were going to have this super hardcore guy. And this guy shows up and he's got a nice smile on his face and he's super humble. And I remember one of the first things he said to us was like, I look forward to working with you guys. And I was, that word right there, I'm gonna work with you guys. Not I'm in charge, I'm glad I'm taking over, I'm glad to be your commander. It was nothing like that. He said, hey, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. So all of a sudden it was totally different. And he started putting us in charge of things. Instead of him coming up with a plan, he would say, hey, you guys come up with a plan and let me know how you wanna do it. And all of a sudden we had all this ownership, and that made me reflect on the way the first guy had acted compared to the way this guy had acted. And I realized how important it was to be a humble leader and to listen to other people and to give ownership to other people. In the third platoon, it was a good solid platoon, and we had a good platoon commander, and we were out in the desert doing some training, and some targets popped up. We start engaging the targets like we're supposed to, and everyone gets in the prone position and is returning fire. And I did what I had been doing this whole time, which was detach. I kind of took a step back, shot a couple rounds, then kind of pulled back and looked to see what was going on. And I saw the call that needed to be made. And I gave the platoon commander a couple seconds to make a call, and he didn't make it. So, you know, I made the call, peel left. And everyone said, okay, peel left. And we peeled left and we left the scenario and we got our distance. And then we stopped the training exercise and we did a little debrief. And during the debrief, the platoon commander, you know, he said to me, well, why did you make that call? And I said, well, I could see what we needed to do, you know, and you hadn't made a call, so I made the call. And he goes, well, I actually didn't want to peel left. I wanted to assault the target. And right there in that split second, I kind of thought to myself, well, like part of my ego flared up, and I was kind of thinking, I could have said something along the lines of, well, you need to make a call faster. If you're not going to step up and lead, then I'm going to do it. Like, I could have said that. But I realized at that moment in time, wait a second, I didn't need to make a call. The problem could have developed more. But for some reason, I thought that I needed to be the guy. And I said, no, you know what? You don't need to be the guy. Your leader You need to support your leader. And it's not about you. And what you have to do is subordinate your ego and be supportive of the person that's in charge, and you move forward together as a team. Because that's what it's about. It's not about me, it's about the team. There's a word that people bring up a lot, and I think they're pretty interchangeable, and it's relationships and trust, right? It's trust is built on relationships. Relationships are built on trust. If you don't trust me, we don't really have a relationship. If you want to be a good leader, you have to understand human nature. And the places where human nature reveals itself most clearly are times of extreme sorrow, pain, suffering, and inhumanity. And if we don't recognize what causes that, where that comes from, and that it's actually possible, then it's bound to happen again.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.